This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Here to talk about that from CBSSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Chip Patterson. Chip, good morning. I haven't spoken to you in a while. How's that March Madness treating you so far?
It's treating me good. Not as well as it's treating the men's and the women's Maryland Terrapins, but it's interesting times around College Park, to say the least.
No doubt. And look, since you brought it up, I wasn't going to go there. I mean, there's a lot of things. We like the portal opening in the middle of the tournament, and then you got Damon Evans tapping out to SMU, or the eve of Maryland playing their first game, and Kevin Willard still connected to Villanova because he hasn't signed his extension. So as we talk about the games themselves and the joy it brings us, and we're hoping our brackets do well, there's all this real life adult stuff that's still very much a part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, and so I was in, I was with all the teams that were in Raleigh. That would be Duke, Florida, but then also getting a chance to, you know, be around Scott Drew, Dan Hurley, and sort of know all of these coaches and all of these programs, national championship winning programs, just sort of addressing that jacked up calendar. You know, the idea that 1 hour was being spent every single day as these coaching staffs were preparing for the biggest games of the season, you know, that they were preparing for the transfer portal. You know, Dan Hurley telling 60 Minutes CBS News earlier in the season that, quote, at least half of his team was either considering the portal or even had an idea of where they were going to go. And so all of these things happening at the same time is very, very chaotic on the player side, but it is actually the players sort of catching up to what coaches have been doing all along, because Kevin Willard is not the first NCAA tournament coach to be facing some really interesting and difficult decisions in his future, ones that I'm sure he's trying to compartmentalize around making the most out of this season. You know, he has, you know, been very, very outward in terms of what he wants to do to make Maryland a winner, but also what he needs in his eyes to make Maryland a winner. The fact that the athletic director's leaving in the midst of all of this, it is very chaotic. I will say that my vantage point as an outsider is that nothing is done. Now there is a lot of reporting, and you know, now there have been enemies made and a lot of nastiness around reporting, and especially from you know, those who just want this team to celebrate. I mean, you're back in the Sweet 16. You're Maryland basketball. This is where you should be. It stinks that it has this cloud hanging over it, but it is absolutely something that is around. And I thought about this, guys. It might be helpful that this regional – San Francisco, right? Like, if this regional was in D.C., if this regional was in Pittsburgh or even in Newark, or if they were in the South, you know, if they were down in Atlanta, like there's got to be something, I would hope, for the sake of Juju Reese, Garrett Queen, Rodney Rice, for the sake of the players on this team, I would hope that getting on that long plane ride out to San Francisco will at least allow them to leave all the chaos behind, focus on themselves, because this team and those five players are good enough to be able to keep this run going and even take down the mighty Florida Gators. So, it's chaotic. And honestly, of the 16 teams, I would probably say Maryland is one of the five most intriguing stories when you take on court and off court and all put it together.
Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, talking about March Madness, Sweet 16, Terps, Florida, Maryland getting that 6.5. Other end of that bracket, though, out west, Texas Tech kind of quietly going about their business in a pretty strong way against Arkansas. Maybe underachieving based on the talent they had. I know injuries, Chip, major part of that. How do you see that matchup unfolding here? Calipari, of course, with the long NCAA tournament success.
Right, and that's the thing you've got to come back to, because one thing that Texas Tech did not really do in the regular season was anything bad or anything dumb, right? I mean, this is a program that you look at it and – like, what was it? You lost to Arizona. You lost to Houston when you were shorthanded. You had some injury issues along the way. I mean, they just had been playing at a really, really high level and just taking care of business. But in the opening weekend, they got a favorable draw, right? I mean, you go through UNC Wilmington. You go through Drake. You win them both by double digits. Feels like we haven't really seen this Texas Tech team pressed in this tournament. And that is not the same for Arkansas, which just took out Kansas and St. John's. Like, and if we are to overreact based on what you accomplished, Arkansas accomplished more in being able to get to the Sweet 16 than Texas Tech has. Now, that all that said, this is still the same Arkansas team that has in it a total lay-an-egg performance, like when they lost at South Carolina right near the end of the season, nearly blowing their NCAA tournament chances. But Arkansas, to me, is the more talented team, and that Arkansas, what they can do with their physicality at the rim, could really start to make Texas Tech sit back there and shoot over them. If the shots aren't falling, Arkansas can go and win this game. So I think it's a dangerous, dangerous spot for Texas Tech. If Texas Tech wins there, then all of a sudden you really start to think this opens up, because whoever gets out of Florida, Maryland is going to be exhausted. They're going to be exhausted because Florida had to go through that like bloody battle with UConn. You know they're going to get everything they can from Maryland. Maryland, as it's been mentioned a lot, with the depth issues. So it's kind of interesting on the other half of that West Regional, because I just think whoever emerges from Florida, Maryland will really be on their last legs, and that could be an advantage to Texas Tech or Arkansas.
Chip, let's go to Friday's games. And one in particular, I want to talk about Houston and Purdue. We know Purdue championship game last year. They got to the Sweet 16 yet again with Matt Painter, and they've had their early tournament flameouts that have been well-documented. But here they are, two wins away from getting a back-to-back Final Fours. But what about Houston? Sweet 16s have become their reality under Kelvin Sampson. Do they have the offense? We know the defense is there. Do they got hurt last year injury-wise in the tournament when they got upset in the round of 16. Is this a team that, as we talk about Duke and Florida, the other number one seeds, like this one's in Auburn, of course, this is the number one to really be worried about here?
Yeah, and it's going to come down to it's going to sound very cliche top level, but then I'll hold your hand and I'll take you deep. Okay, so it's going to come down to the guard play, right? So they've got L.J. Cryer and Milos Yuzan, and L.J. Cryer, like as we saw in the second round, like he can fill it up. Like that's somebody, if he gets hot from outside, he can shoot his way all the way to getting the Cougars into the Final Four. But he doesn't always do that. Milos Yuzan, the other guard that they've got, is a little bit of a different player. He's somebody who can get downhill, which, as we know, sometimes just being able to get to the free throw line, you know, get your opponent in foul trouble, be able to get those easy shots, can be a great way to free up a game that starts to get a little tense late. If they've got one or both of those guards going, Yuzan or Cryer, then yeah, Houston's going to be able to take this the rest of the way. But, you know, that is the do they have the offense question, because they absolutely have the defense, but being able to, you know, get those buckets that they need in late situations and tight games, I think is going to really come down to Kreider and Uzan. Other than that, this is just another vintage edition of a Kelvin Sampson team that just absolutely puts teams in. You know what they are? They're like a big cousin that makes you say uncle, right? I don't know if you played uncle or if you played mercy or whatever your word was. That's just like, I quit. But that, like, credit Gonzaga for roaring back. But that was a 14-point game deep into the second half. The Sui Edwardsville, you only get SIU Edwardsville only getting 40 points in the whole game. I think that they are going to be just such a problem for any team there in that Midwest regional. Of course, you know, looking at if we do get a potential Houston, Tennessee, man, what a defensive rock fight that would be. But if we get Houston, Kentucky, what a challenge for the Cougars to be able to slow down the Hot Wildcats.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, Chip, which Michigan team has a better chance of moving on?
Michigan State, to me. I think that Michigan's, vibes-wise, Michigan winning all those close games in the regular season, Michigan winning the Big Ten tournament, getting these, timely performances from Trey Donaldson in the Big Ten tournament, from Roddy Gale in the second-half win against Texas A&M. But I think Michigan State is the better, is the deeper, and is the more battle-tested team in terms of being able to get this done, win multiple ways. You've got just bodies on bodies on the front court to be able to attack the glass. You've got, a shot maker in Jace Richardson. Trey Holloman's unafraid of the moment. I think that Michigan State has more options if something's not going well. Like if Danny Wolf starts to get the turnover bug, if Vlad Golden isn't going 100%, then I think things get really dicey for the Wolverines. But I look in my bracket when I filled out on Selection Sunday and turned it into CBSSports.com, I had Michigan State over Michigan in the Elite Eight. Now, I think that there's something dangerous about the fact that Auburn really still hasn't found its top gear again. I wonder if maybe they do find that, especially playing in Atlanta, which is the airport you fly into if you're going to be going to cover a game at Auburn. I think that they're going to turn that place into the jungle. I think it's going to be a hostile environment for both of those Big Ten teams going up against the SEC squads. But I give Michigan State a better chance to both beat Ole Miss to get to the Elite Eight and then also to be able to take down Auburn.
Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. Yes or no? Real quick, Chip Patterson, Maryland will play more than one more game in this NCAA tournament. Chip?
Yeah, you said yes or no.
Yeah.
I gave you the no.
I didn't hear it. I heard silence.
Yeah.
So I guess.
Oh, look, I'm being censored by the crooked Maryland media.
That's right. You watch out.
They don't want my no. Florida has a gear. Todd Golden, he came out and he said, look, UConn has a championship pedigree. They won 13 straight games. They gave us all they had. But when it was nut cutting time, those are his words, not mine. He said, when it was nut cutting time, you know, we stepped up and we made the plays. And whether it's Walter Clayton, whether it's Elijah Martin, Will Richard, I mean, they've just got a level of physicality, intensity, and play that I think they can reach that I'm not sure that Maryland's going to be able to reach. But we'll see.
Yes.
I would love to see it.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.